This is SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. It's Monday, September 10th. I'm George Kearns with a look at this morning's South Carolina headlines. Well, rapidly intensifying Hurricane Florence could strike a direct blow to the coast later this week, possibly as a large Category 4 storm. It's still too early to know the exact path, but forecasters say Florence could blow ashore in the Carolinas by Thursday. South Carolina Public Radio meteorologist Jeff Huffman says chances are increasing that Florence will almost definitely impact the Grand Strand.
Confidence is increasing that landfall will probably be somewhere between Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and Morehead City, North Carolina, but that's just where the center may come ashore. Florence is expected to grow in geographic size as well, spreading those potential impacts well over 100 miles from its track.
Even though it's hard to know exactly where Florence will go, Governor Henry McMaster is preparing for the worst. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen has the latest from Charleston.
3 years of back-to-back hurricanes and historic flooding have left many storm-weary across the state. That's why Governor Henry McMaster isn't taking any chances. He's deployed 8,000 National Guardsmen and asked the president to declare a federal state of emergency just in case. Here's the governor.
What that means is we're asking for authorization in advance to make application to get reimbursed for expenses for people, machinery, and assets we may need to clean up and fix whatever damage results from this, what is now a hurricane.
The governor urges everyone to prepare and says he's in talks with officials in North Carolina in case they, too, need help. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
South Carolina Emergency Management Division is now operating at OPCON 3, meaning agencies are preparing for the possibility of a large-scale emergency situation and monitoring things on a 24-hour basis. There is other news this morning. A panel of lawmakers will review 6 applicants for a seat on the board that regulates the state's utilities. The State Regulation of Public Utilities Review Committee will meet tomorrow to review the candidates for seat 2 on the Public Service Commission. Lawmakers had 3 commissioners to choose from on the final day of this year's General Assembly session, but they were all rejected. In other news, an upstate coroner says witnesses report a teenager acting bizarrely before he was fatally shot by a friend's parent. The 17-year-old died Saturday. Witnesses say the teen was tossing furniture and smashing windows before getting into a fight with the adult homeowner. The coroner is awaiting a toxicology report to learn if drugs may have been a factor. And that's a recap of your South Carolina headlines for Monday, September 10th. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.